Do-do-do-do.
Lageria.
Welcome to Lageria, the Arts Entertainment Podcast, where we talk about movies, music, and TV shows. Sometimes books. I don't know about that, though, today. So, with that, my name is Clark Hubbard.
My name is Corey Adams.
And Liz Caldwell got into a minor car wreck. Fear not, she will be here soon. If you hear a jangling of a door lock, that's probably Liz trying to get into the recording studio. But because we are busy, busy bees, we're going to have to... Oh, hold on. Corey's just... Hold on. Oh, Corey forgot to put the key. Hold on. He's putting the key in the door because he forgot to leave it out there. Now he's shutting the door. Come on back, Corey. And we are back. Katie Chappell is sick. Liz Caldwell got into a minor fender bender. And Corey can't remember to put the key in the door. So you can see the universe is honestly just against us today.
I mean, the universe is always against us. But we keep fighting.
We do keep fighting. Today's episode of Lageria is not brought to you by Wheaties. You might remember Wheaties from your breakfast as a child where you just enjoyed eating food straight out of Apollo Ono's box. Do you remember Apollo Ono, Corey?
As much as anyone does.
Wow. Apollo Ono, thank you for sponsoring this episode of Lageria. Now with that, we're going to get into the movies section, and hopefully Liz gets here. Otherwise, it'll just be a short podcast. You okay with that, Corey?
I'm okay with anything.
Thank you, Corey. That's why you're on this show. Now, Corey, what movies have you watched in the last little bit?
One of the movies that has struck me most out of the movies that I've watched is The Ritual. It's, of course, in the horror genre. It's about...
It's called The Ritual. What else would it be?
A rom-com.
Okay.
You know, the dating ritual, the things you do right before you go on a first... Okay, whatever. It's an idea that I had before The Ritual came out.
We're going to talk about this afterwards.
Yep. Anyway, well, The Ritual is a great movie. It centers around some guys who go on a hiking trip that goes awry, is the best way to put it. And there's some ritual in it, and it gets very creepy very quickly. So it's not for the faint of heart.
Not for the faint of heart. So how did you watch it?
It was on Netflix. It was
no,
on...
No, because it's not for the faint of heart.
Okay. My heart is not faint at all.
I'm... Okay. We'll discuss this later.
Okay.
The podcast.
The heart section.
My question... what are we talking horror-wise? Are we talking supernatural? Are we talking murderer? A little bit of both? Without giving too much away.
It's... As a genre, it is more supernatural horror. But okay. There is some natural, scary stuff that if you're the type where I like supernatural stuff because I know it's not real in terms of like certain things, or you're like, I like, you know, real horror because I don't like spiritual, demonic things.
It's a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both. You're either going to be, you're going to be mad on one side or the other, yeah. Honestly. But
it's like washing with both bleach and vinegar. You just got a little bit of both, right, Corey?
Yes, you lose in the end.
And if you'll listen carefully, you'll hear the door clicking.
Clink, clink.
Clicking, clicking, clicking.
A rapping at the door.
A raven. Rap, rap, rapping.
The door, door, door.
At the door. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the recording studio, Liz Caldwell.
Hello.
Liz, how about you tell us a little bit about yourself and your day?
My day?
Yeah.
Do you want to know the last hour?
Mostly the last hour, yes.
I got in what you might call a fender bender.
Okay.
Just now. Turning into the parking lot. And, yeah, just, you know, luckily I drive like a Batmobile, so minimal damage to my car, but major damage to the other girl's car, who also attends Union, so...
Good. Not awkward at all.
No. We're both wearing Union shirts, so...
Stellar performance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can you make this not your fault? How can you shift the blame here?
Luckily... I was really not moving whenever it happened. I was already in the turn lane. I was safe and tucked in there. And
just out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Kersmash. But.
Kersmash.
In her defense, I am driving a black truck and it's night. I do call my truck the Black Angel. She couldn't see it. Or the Dark Angel.
That's one of the problems.
Were the lights on?
Yeah, they were on.
It's one of the problems with driving a white truck during the day as well. It sort of blends into everything. So.
Yes.
That's a fair excuse. Liz, we are in the middle of our first section today, talking about movies. So I'm going to go. I'm going to give you just a little bit of time. I just want you to relax.
Thank you.
Sit back. Listen.
Thank you.
Feel. So I had the flu last week, which is why we didn't record. And I was able to watch 9 movies over the course of 3 days.
9.
Quite an experience. I also read 2 Shakespeare plays for fun, which is sad. That's how sick I was.
Can I ask which ones?
Yes. It was Troilus and Cressida and Twelfth Night. And they were both really fun to read. I enjoyed it a lot. Twelfth Night has a lot of jokes regarding male anatomy. Which is surprising for Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he create like most of the euphemisms euphemisms?
Okay,
that's what I said.
Is it the same?
He euthanized the old words.
And
brought in the new euphemisms.
Okay. I'll buy it. Yes. But yeah, it was a good time. You know, it's one of those times when you're sick, where you're so sick that you have to rest. So it was a little bit relaxing. It was good. But shout out to Dr. Crawford for telling me which Shakespeare plays I should read. And maybe he's listening to this right now as we speak.
We can only hope.
So I watched a bunch of movies, and so I had to choose one. I'm going to go with this movie called Chungking Express. Chungking, Chungking Express. It is a... I believe Chinese-made film by Wong Kar-wai. He's the director. And basically it follows 2 different plots. Both of them are romances of cops falling in love with somebody else. One of the cops falls in love with this drug smuggler, and the other one falls in love with a girl who just works at a express-like Chinese food place.
It's the same.
Basically the same thing.
Yep.
MSG is the new crack cocaine, as I've always heard said. So it was a really well-shot movie, really beautiful acting, and honestly, my favorite movie out of the 10 or 9 or 10 that I saw. So definitely check out Wong Kar-wai's Chungking Express.
So what time period is it filmed? Is it modern?
I think it's 1980s or 90s.
Okay.
It came out in 94, I think, but it's fairly recent, so 80s or 90s.
And where can our listeners find it?
I watched it on Filmstruck, which is that great app that we've talked about on this program before. We're a program now, I've just decided.
Oh.
So yeah, definitely check
Promotion.
That out. With that, ladies and gentlemen, the Fender Bender Queen herself, Liz Caldwell.
Thank you. Well, I watched Braveheart over the weekend. So I got one like approving look, and then I just got like a nod from Clark that
I'm
was
sorry.
Like, disapproving.
Was that not enough?
No.
Okay.
You looked irked.
Braveheart.
I liked it. I have to be honest. Like,
okay.
I
Liz Caldwell likes something, everybody.
Yes. Surprise, surprise. I usually don't like anything, but I actually kind of liked Braveheart. The first hour of Braveheart, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. And then even like the 2 hours after I finished Braveheart, I was like, I don't know if I liked that, but I waited a while and I said, you know what? I liked it. And then the next day I woke up and I was like, you know what? I really liked it.
Yeah.
So, you know, after I digested it, I was like, that was actually, that was a pretty good movie.
So it didn't necessarily, the savory or sweet aspects weren't great, but then like later you were like, I am full and my GI tract is happy.
Yeah. That's about what happened. And just a fun fact. Thank you for that great metaphor. Fun fact, the only reason that I watched it was because Samuel, shout out to Samuel again. I'm going to see if
we
I can...
We love Samuel.
Yeah.
Samuel
everybody
whom?
Loves Samuel. Samuel is my very, very dear significant other. He is precious and just a great person. And hometown kid. Yeah, he's great. And came to visit and he was like, let's watch Braveheart. And I was like, I'm not gonna watch that. Like, I don't wanna. The only thing that I remembered of Braveheart was that scene on The Office when Daryl is like, you're Braveheart, man. And Michael's like, whenever he's standing on the roof and he's like, I am Braveheart. That's the only thing that I knew of Braveheart ever. And I was like,
oh, is Braveheart like a person?
I mean, no. But Michael just says that he's Braveheart. So in my brain, it was a person. And then I was like, wait, his name is William Wallace? Like, I thought his name was like, Braveheart or something.
Real fast, my question for you, Liz, is not a question. Can you say William Wallace in your best Scottish accent?
Yes. Hang on.
Will you say? You can like retire into the corner and
yeah,
corner
no, let
and
me
like
let me like warm
yeah,
up
like,
a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Can Can I have like a warm up? Can I have a phrase that? Okay, no. You know what? I'll just say because William Wallace, I feel like sounds the same as like in a Scottish accent as it does now. Unless it's like William Wallace.
We're gonna have a contest here. We're gonna see who can do the best Scottish accent.
Okay, get ready because I've been practicing all week.
Okay,
so.
Liz,
I'm taking this L.
No.
Okay.
Well, what do I say?
You say, "I am William Wallace. I am become Braveheart."
Oh man, can you go first?
I don't feel like that's fair.
Okay, all right, I'll go first.
Also, I want to hear what everybody else is saying.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, I'm really on the spot now. I am William Wallace, and I am Braveheart.
There we go. Okay, that's pretty good, Corey.
Okay. See, I'm just gonna disclaimer. Scottish, Irish accent, I don't know which is which.
They are so different.
I'm sure they are.
Are they?
We'll talk about this in the next episode.
Okay. Wales.
All right.
Where is it? Honestly.
They're in the ocean. No, that was a good start.
Come on.
I am William Wallace. Let's hear this, Corey. Come on.
The phrase is, I am William Wallace, and I am become Braveheart.
That's correct.
I am William Wallace.
Keep going.
You have it.
I am become Braveheart.
Beautiful. Snaps for Corey.
Money ringtone.
So good. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to do this. You guys believe in me?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody silence. Silence on the set. Silence on the set.
All right. I am become William Wallace. I am become Braveheart.
Honestly, I just took a trip to Scotland.
Oh, I did too. And like you're in a kilt.
You are right now, Clark. Look now.
I did wear a kilt. I forgot. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Loggeria is not sponsored by Kilts Incorporated. Kilts Incorporated is a massive conglomeration located in Scotland where Corey's great aunt actually works the factory floor. Corey, will you tell us a little bit about Kilts Incorporated?
Oh, Kilts Incorporated. They take advantage of the working class.
They do. So that's why we are not sponsored by them this episode. Liz, this episode we're just talking about who we're not sponsored by. So far, it's been Kilts Incorporated and Wheaties, the breakfast cereal. So
take that, Apollo Ono.
Just keep that in mind. Yeah, take that, Apollo Ono. With that, let's move on to our next section, talking about television. This week, I watched some of the new season of Arrested Development, and we've talked about it before. Everybody's seen this show. It's just a good show. It's a funny show. I've seen the first episode of the new season 3 times. Haven't seen the second episode yet because our roommates keep being missing and we want to watch it all together. But the first episode, really stellar. One of the things I really like about Arrested Development is you're able to watch it again and again and again and keep getting these new inside jokes. Even when they redid the 4th season and rearranged the chronology, there's new jokes in there. And that's one of the things I really appreciate about it.
In terms of TV shows, I decided to start Jack Ryan because I'd heard a lot about it.
Krasinski's in it.
Yeah, Krasinski's in it, and he's once again playing a more serious role. He's like a FBI analyst guy, and basically the who knows, 3 letters. You pick.
UPS. Jack Ryan works for the UPS.
Man. But basically, he goes from a desk job to like in the field, don't know if it's a fictional country. I think it's like a real country in the Middle East. But I only got to watch the first episode. And it's on like Amazon Prime, a service that I do not subscribe to currently. So we'll see when I'm able to continue. But so far, it's pretty good. Krasinski, I really just like him as an actor.
Absolutely.
And the cast in general is just pretty good so far. So I'm looking forward to continuing.
What's the country called?
That's a good question.
I really wanted him to be like, it's called Syria or something like that. I don't know. I think they made it up.
Kazakhstan?
You would know it. It's not like an obscure country, but...
Egypt? I don't know what it was. Oh, my gosh. Something like that.
I just don't remember it is the thing.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Liz, what TV show did you watch this week?
I watched an episode of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Ooh, good show. Which season?
1.
Okay.
Oh, you're starting it.
Yeah.
Have you not seen it before?
No, I haven't seen any of it before. And good. My brother was like, hey, go watch this. So I still don't really, like, I don't even really understand everything about it yet, obviously, because I watched the first episode. But I liked it, and I thought it was really funny, and I like, okay, I had a brain block on her name this morning. Yeah.
The character who played Erin in The Office.
Is it
The character formerly known as Erin.
Is it Ellie? I don't know.
Yeah, Kemper. Just go for that.
I like her, so. Okay.
Yeah. So give our listeners who have not seen the show just a brief synopsis, even though you haven't seen much more than the first episode. What's going on with this character?
She lived underground with her, like, quote, sisters, thinking that it was, like, apocalyptic, like it was supposed to be, like, they lived out the apocalypse, is what I'm still understanding from it. And now she's, like, in the real world, and she learns that the apocalypse didn't really happen, and we have, like, a full thriving society.
All right, that's beautiful. Since you go to a school with a lot of people who weren't public schooled, what similarities do you see with the Shire members of the university and those people who were in a cult and have never really experienced human contact?
Similarities? They don't understand, you know, like, normal things such as phones or lingo or how to talk to people.
So you're saying that Kimmy Schmidt, who was a mole woman underground and whatnot, doesn't understand these things. And also the homeschool community, the lesser exposed community on campus, also does not know phones.
Yes, and I can say that because I was homeschooled momentarily.
Oh, yes, you were speaking from experience.
Yes, slightly. Like, it was like,
Liz,
it was,
do you know what this is that I'm holding up?
A rectangle.
It's a phone.
Oh, pretty Corey, rectangle. You can't help.
I was telling the listeners, she didn't hear that.
Whatever.
It's a what?
All right, with that, let's move on to our final section. We took a long time in movies and the build-up to movies. We were trying to stall for you, Liz.
Oh, thank you.
We wanted you to be here.
Thank you. Movies. I was really touched, actually. Just side note that you said, like, that I could still come. I was like, I'm going to miss it.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, if Katie hadn't been sick, we would have said to scram and never come back.
Yeah,
but thank Katie for everyone.
I will. Is Katie still sick?
Katie is newly sick.
Again?
Yes.
Yeah, we got to get Katie some orange juice or vitamin C.
Some orange juice, some chicken noodle soup. Mm. When I was sick, Katie brought me soup. If I had a car, I would go buy her some soup.
So if only he had a car.
Did you wreck yours too?
No, my car's transmission gave out in July.
Oh.
His car wrecked itself.
It wrecked itself.
Well, it happens.
Well, on to music.
Mm. On to music. Corey. What have you been listening to this week?
A couple of different things. So honestly, I had this playlist on Spotify. It's called Universal, and it has 300 songs, and it was bad. You know, I would shuffle it, and it would be diluted by very old songs, some good Shawn Mendes, and I don't know. So I decided to set out to make a new
Shawn
playlist.
Shawn Mendes from what, 2016, 17? Such a long time.
So I'm behind the times. So I've been listening to a couple things. One person I will talk about that I listened to, I talked about them in a prior episode of Logoria, so I won't talk about them a lot, but Sigrid has actually released a new album, and it's very good. My favorite song from that is High Five. But aside from that, Ariana's new album, but the person I'm going to talk about is Muramasa, who I didn't know about.
Yeah, Muramasa. I
don't know if other people listen to them or not, but there's some complicated I really like. It's a bop.
It is a bop.
If you
it
would.
Slaps,
it does slap. It does slap. So Complicated, Muramasa is very good. I think it's in the top 50 right now or something like that.
Is that one of the singles from like the new EP?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I listened to Muramasa's album from like last year, maybe.
Yeah.
Really solid.
So and there's actually, I was talking to a friend about it, and Muramasa has had some songs that I've heard like before, and I just didn't know were Muramasa. But so check Muramasa out, Muramasa.
Do you have any songs by Muramasa that you'd like to?
I will play a little bit of Complicated real quick.
Starts playing Avril Lavigne.
You know how similar they are?
I think so. Into an ocean, blue wine breaking. As we forget all of our regrets, I'm reading with you. Deeply blue, exalt you. Ooh, that fade
that
out.
That fade out. That was
wow.
Nice.
We should all do
skill.
That.
We should start doing that.
Skill.
I'm going to start fading out.
Definitely.
Skill.
That's incredible. With that, I'm going to go, last time I recorded, I did not record my music section because I realized at the last second that the very first word of this new 1975 song is a word that we cannot play in our podcast. So with that, I'm going to go. I'm going to play this one song.
I'm going to be dying to know what the word was.
And then I'm going to play one more song just because I feel like I can do that. Is that okay with everyone?
That's totally
fine. Listeners?
I agree.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate your support. Mm-hmm. So this is by the band Level Up. I've listened to Level Up a little bit over the years, especially in college. And then I found out that they were going on their farewell tour. So this last Sunday, I went to Nashville with a couple of my friends. Josh Mays and Luke Sauer were there, as well as Bo Williams, who used to go here. And we went to Level Up's last show in Nashville. They are sort of lo-fi rock, and I'm going to start one of their songs. I'm going to start it by fading into it, Corey, and then I'm going to fade out of it.
All right, way to innovate.
At the same time. Mm-hmm. So here we go. This is Level Up's I Feel Extra Natural. So they're a lot of fun. They've got some that are like harder rock, and they've got some that are like that are just chill.
Yeah.
Just, they've got two guitarists, so they can do some really cool stuff where one of them's just setting up a rhythm and the other one's sort of leading. So they're a lot of fun to listen to.
I like
to.
It a lot. I like that sort of music for, I don't know, like chilling at the house, cleaning maybe, something relaxed, activities.
Speaking of cleaning, this episode of Loggeria is not brought to you by the Windex Corporation. Corey, you want to tell them why?
So when I was young, I was trying to clean a window, and I accidentally squirted the Windex in my eye. So I've been boycotting ever since.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this is not brought to you by Windex. Rest in peace to that corporation. They're going to go under without us to support them, I think.
For sure.
With that, Liz Caldwell, what have you been listening to?
Well, I kind of got back to my roots this week and started listening to who I used to listen to and then forgot about, Oh Wonder. Y'all ever heard of Oh Wonder?
Nope.
I have not.
Nice little British group. It's a guy and a girl. Thought they were married. Turns out they're not.
Ooh, awkward.
I know. So, you know what? I'll do the fade-in thing. It's also along the lines of just, you know, little jazzy. Some of it's a little jazzy, but then their newest album, I listened to it, and it was kind of like a little more hype. But, you know, there's something for everyone in Oh Wonder. And something for every mood.
That's what I've been looking for.
Yes,
something for me.
Yeah.
Something for Corey, Clark, and Liz Caldwell. And Katie Chapel, even when she's sick.
Even when she's sick.
Let's hear this beautiful masterpiece.
All right. Wait, I really want to fade in, so hang on.
You just got to turn it down and turn it up. It's not.
I don't understand how phones work. I was homeschooled.
It's true.
It's fading in right now. You just don't know it.
Oh, no. Okay, now we're going to fade back.
Downtown, we let it go. Sunset high and our bodies low. Blood rush in a hazy glow. My hands, your bones, loose up, we break the scene. One step deep as you fall to me.
I liked that a lot.
That was amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I didn't write it, you know, but...
You even told me that they weren't married, and just by that song, I was
you
like...
You thought they were married.
They're married.
Those
I
harmonies.
Know, that's what I thought, too. But
incredible.
Alas, they're not. But it makes it a little bit more exciting because I'm like, what if they get married?
Ooh.
They should.
Interesting.
They should.
Tension.
I'm just saying.
I'm invested.
With that, I'm going to close out our music section. I'm not going to fade in because this is the beginning of the song. And it is Death Cab for Cutie's back, apparently. It just popped up in my Discover. And they have this new song called 60 and Punk. It closes out their newest album, Thank You for Today. And it has some interesting sounds. I really like it. So listen to just a little bit of this.
There's nothing funny about you slipping away.
It's nothing funny how you're spending your days, but you're laughing like a kid at a carnival. I watched you stumbling around this dusty.
Oh man,
I really like that piano.
It's like, What's happening with that? Corey is our resident music major. He's not actually a music major, but he knows about music. What is happening with that?
Was it a bright piano? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that timbre of a piano, that's called a bright piano. Mm-hmm. Look at you. That's okay. Liz.
Well,
Liz knows bright pianos.
So explain to us what a bright piano is. Our listeners are very interested.
Well, a bright piano is just a piano that has that sort of sound to it. Instead of you don't hear that and think, oh, that's a concert piano, you know?
It's like a little ringier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just really liked it. It was, there's just like something haunting about it. Mm-hmm. And it's also a saddish song. It's a concluding song. But the new Death Cab album, definitely would recommend checking that out. Mm-hmm. So with that, let's talk about what we're excited about. If we're excited about anything. Corey Adams, do you have anything coming out? Any music, any movies, any shows, anything you're looking forward to?
So you guys may know about Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Yes.
There was a live-action adaptation by M. Night.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think there was.
Never mind. But Netflix is releasing a live-action TV show that is going to be produced by the same people who made the actual original show. So I tend to be pessimistic when it comes to anything becoming live-action because I've been hurt so many times. But it's looking good, and I love Avatar: The Last Airbender. I wax eloquent in speaking about that show because it meant so much to me. It was so formative, and it was just good in terms of the art, in terms of the plot, in terms of, I know, the narrative and storytelling. Mm-hmm. It was a really great show, mm-hmm. so I'm really looking forward to that. And also Captain Marvel, the trailer released, I think, like this week or recently, and I watched it today. And it looks pretty good. I'm interested because I never was a real, you know, Marvel fan growing up. You know, I always loved Spider-Man, but, you know, I never was super Marvel until, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe got started and I got into it. But I never knew Captain Marvel, so I'm excited to see what she is all about.
That's awesome. Liz Caldwell.
All right. This is really dumb because I don't remember the name of the movie. But
Star Wars.
No, gosh, no.
Maybe we can
Jaws.
No, it's Steve Carell is in it. Okay, it's coming.
40-year-old virgin.
No,
Evan Almighty.
It hasn't come out yet. It's going to come out. It's a more serious role for him.
Okay.
And he plays a character who has PTSD from World War II, I believe. And he is, he uses his art in his, like, sculptures, which are, like, Barbie dolls, basically, in this, like, world that he's made. And that's how he copes with it. Looks interesting.
It looks really interesting. I just found out via Spotify that a band that we had play at Union a few weeks ago, Arlie, just released an EP today.
Wow.
So I'm excited to listen to that just after this. Six songs on Arlie's new EP, A-R-L-I-E. I'm very excited. 22 minutes of hopefully some sweet, sweet music. Do we have the name of that movie?
The name of the movie was Welcome to Marwen.
Yes.
Welcome to Marwen.
M-A-R-W-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
Morrowind, as in the precursor to Skyrim?
No, Skyrim. No Elder Scrolls.
Sorry.
No.
Okay, very well. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning into Loggeria. Yet again. Liz, where's your whisper? Thank you for tuning into Loggeria. There we go. Perfect.
She whisper screamed that. She
did whisper scream.
There was some anxiety in there.
Once again, my name's Clark Hubbard.
My name's Elizabeth Caldwell.
And mine is Corey Adams.
That's right, Corey. It is. Katie Chappell joins us occasionally. Check back next week, and hopefully she will be back on her feet. With that, this is Loggeria.
Loggeria.
Signing out.
Do, 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 do.
Loggeria.